We're continuing in our Revelation Bible study in our outline, which can be found on firmfoundationri.com. Point number 15 in your outline, which is page 19, the Bible prophecy timeline, the things which will take place after this. So that covers Revelation chapters 4 through 22, the future events. And last time we took a look at the general apostasy of the church, the prevailing condition of the church prior to the rapture, which is the first installment of Christ's second coming, which is for his saints. Christ's second coming is going to come in two installments. First, he is going to come for his saints, and we looked at all the scriptures that talked about that in the last section, and then he is going to be coming with his saints, and that is point G on the Bible prophecy timeline. So here we are today in the church age, and as the church age comes to a close, the church will be falling away doctrinally from the truth. There'll be a general rejection of biblical truth, and then those who are still holding fast to the truth, that is the minority, will be taken up and they will meet the Lord in the clouds. Their spirits, which went to be with Christ at the point of death, for those who had died, will be reunited with the bodies. And those believers who are alive on earth at that time will be translated bodily into heaven to be with the Lord. Now, after the rapture, the next event is that which begins the seven-year tribulation. The seven-year tribulation period does not begin with the rapture, but it begins with the signing of the covenant between Israel and Antichrist. And we have this in a couple of Old Testament scriptures. First, in Daniel chapter 9, verses 24 through 27. 70 weeks, or that word is actually 77, so we're dealing with 490, namely 490 years, are determined for your people and for your holy city, that is Jerusalem, to finish the transgression, to make an end of sins. In other words, the fullness of the measure of the sins that God is going to put up with in all of human existence, to make reconciliation for iniquity, to bring in everlasting righteousness, to seal up vision and prophecy, and to anoint the most holy. Know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the command to restore and build Jerusalem until Messiah the Prince, there shall be 7 weeks and 62 weeks. So that's 69 of the weeks, 69 sevens that are going to go by. The street shall be built again in the wall, even in troublesome times. And after 62 weeks, so first we had 7 weeks and now another 62. So this is a total of 483 years after the decree to rebuild the wall in Jerusalem occurs. Messiah shall be cut off. In other words, Jesus Christ is going to be put to death, but not for himself. Why not for himself? Because Jesus didn't have any sins. He died for us, friends, for all of our sins. And the people of the prince who is to come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary. And the end of it shall be with the flood. Until the end of the war, desolations are determined. And then, here it is, he shall confirm a covenant with many for 1 week. And 1 week in the context here is a seven-year time period. But in the middle of the week, that's 3.5 years in, he shall bring an end to sacrifice and offering. And on the wing of abomination shall be one who makes desolate, even until the consummation which is determined is poured out on the desolate. So in Daniel chapter 9, verses 24 through 27, we have some pretty detailed prophecy here. And this is what speaks of the seven-year tribulation. And that seven-year tribulation will begin with the covenant between Antichrist and Israel in Daniel 9:27. And in the middle of the week, in other words, 3.5 years in, that covenant's going to be broken. And we know from other scriptures that what is going to happen is that Antichrist is going to declare himself to be God and violate the covenant and begin to persecute the Jews in earnest even more than he had already done prior to that. Basically, the gloves will be off. The level of anti-Semitism will parallel and be even greater than the way that things went down in Nazi Germany. You know, first it was just certain rights were taken away from the Jews, and then they were stripped of personhood, and then they were brought into concentration camps, and unspeakable horrors were persecuted against the Jews. So in here we have our 7-year time frame. 7-year tribulation, and then 3.5 years in, that is the mid-tribulation, and then the last 3.5 years is also known as the Great Tribulation. So this is how we're going to divvy this up. Now, there is another passage in the Old Testament in the book of Isaiah that deals with this, that's relevant here to the beginning of the 7-year tribulation. And that's in Isaiah, the prophet Isaiah, chapter 28, verses 14 through 22. Therefore, hear the word of the Lord, you scornful men who rule this people who are in Jerusalem. Because you have said, we have made a covenant with death, and with Sheol we are in agreement. When the overflowing scourge passes through, it will not come to us. We made lies our refuge, and under falsehood we have hidden ourselves. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, behold, I lay in Zion a stone for a foundation, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. And this, of course, speaks of Jesus Christ, the Hebrew Messiah. Whoever believes will not act hastily. Also, I make justice the measuring line and righteousness the plummet. The hail will sweep away the refuge of lies, and the waters will overflow the hiding place. Your covenant with death will be annulled, and your agreement with Sheol will not stand when the overflowing scourge passes through. And then you will be trampled down by it. As often as it goes out, it will take you. By morning it will pass over, and by day and by night it will be a terror just to understand the report. So when that covenant is broken, the children of Israel are going to go through unspeakable horrors. For the bed is too short to stretch out on, the covering so narrow that one cannot wrap himself in it. For the Lord will rise up as at Mount Perazim. He will be angry as in the valley of Gibeon, that he may do his work, his awesome work, and bring to pass his act, his unusual act. Now therefore, do not be mockers, lest your bond be made strong. For I have heard from the Lord God of hosts, a destruction determined even upon the whole earth. So all of this destruction will take place progressively throughout the tribulation period, intensifying more and more in the second half of the tribulation. So Daniel chapter 9 verses 24 through 27 and Isaiah chapter 28 verses 14 through 22. Okay, so we've got the general apostasy of the church. We have the rapture, or the first installment of Christ coming for his saints. And then the 7-year tribulation begins, not with the rapture, but with the signing of a peace treaty, a covenant between Israel and the Antichrist. Now, the first half of the tribulation is the first 3.5 years. And the events of Revelation chapter 6 through 9 will deal with that. So in Revelation chapters 4 and 5, we're basically dealing with the scene in heaven. But when we get to chapter 6, we're dealing with the scene on earth, which is where we're going here as far as the Bible prophecy timeline. Of course, in heaven, there is no time, although there are things that are recorded in the heavenlies that actually occur within an earthly time frame. For instance, what I mean by this is the martyrs, those who were martyred for their faith during the tribulation period, are heard saying, "How long, O Lord, until our blood is avenged upon the earth?" Okay, so the first half of the tribulation, Revelation chapter 6 through 9. Antichrist will arrive on the scene. Ecclesiastical Babylon will be established. So Revelation chapter 17 talks about the destruction of ecclesiastical Babylon, which is the idolatrous religious world system. So there's going to be a one world religion, which is going to encompass all religions except for the true religion, which is the worship of the living God, the Bible-believing remnant. And also at the first half of the tribulation, the two witnesses are going to begin their ministry. And we're going to be covering the two witnesses in Revelation chapter 11. Well, when we get to Revelation chapter 11, we're going to find that the two witnesses are killed. And their 3.5-year ministry is over. So what this tells us is that the 3.5-year ministry took place within the first half of the tribulation. So we'll cover that when we get there. Right now, I'm just trying to put everything into an orderly time frame. These are really the only two exceptions to the chronological movement. Well, all right, there's more. I don't want to generalize too much. But these are the two chapters that are major exceptions to the Bible timeline, insofar as Revelation chapter 17 and 11 look back at deal with the conclusion of events that had taken place at an earlier time. And then in Revelation chapter 6 through 9, we have the seal judgments, the seven seal judgments. And even in the midst of all of this, there is a revival in these tribulation times led by Jewish evangelists, the 144,000 who are the Jehovah Witnesses, say that that these are Jehovah Witnesses, but they're not. The Bible tells us that they're all Jews. In fact, it tells us that there are 12,000 specifically from each tribe, and it also tells us that the number of those who are saved who are going to be with God in heaven are innumerable. There are multitudes and multitudes, which tells us that there are more than 200 million of them, because 200 million is something in the book of Revelation that can be numbered, but those of the saved cannot be numbered. So there's going to be at least 200 million in heaven, which is the idea here, and we don't need to speculate as to how many beyond that. We also have the seven trumpet judgments. So the first half of the tribulation, Antichrist comes on the scene. We've got ecclesiastical Babylon, the religious world system, two witnesses preaching against the religious world system, and they're preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, the gospel of the kingdom. And then we've got the seven seal judgments and the seven trumpet judgments. And even in the midst of this, there is a global revival going on. After the first half of the tribulation, then we're 3.5 years in. We're at the mid-tribulation events, which cover Revelation chapters 10 through 14. During this time, the two witnesses in ecclesiastical Babylon are removed from the earth. Antichrist is killed, and he's risen. So basically, we have a counterfeit resurrection of the Antichrist. What the Antichrist does is he counterfeits everything that the Christ does, just as the devil counterfeits everything that God the Father does. And when the Antichrist rises from the dead, it's not going to be him anymore. It's going to be a shell of a man, and he's going to be indwelt by Satan himself. And we've got one other place in the New Testament where this happened. Remember when Satan entered Judas, so that Judas could do his dirty deed. So Satan can only be in one place at one time, and he reserves his place and time for the most opportune moments, or those moments where the spiritual battle is the greatest. He establishes an unholy trinity, and that authority is established on earth, the authority of the dragon and the Antichrist, the beast, and his false prophet. Israel at this time will be persecuted, and they're going to flee for divine protection. They're going to flee to Bozrah and Edom in present-day Jordan. And we've talked about that a little bit in the past, and we'll probably touch on that again as we go. After the mid-tribulation period, we're in the second half of the tribulation, the Great Tribulation events. So this covers Revelation chapters 15 through 18. And then there are the seven bowl judgments. While these bowl judgments are going on, these are the worst earthly conditions in all of human history. And it's going to be so bad that God said, if the time was not shortened, nobody would live through. And at the end of the Great Tribulation, we see the fall of Antichrist's kingdom, which occurs at the Battle of Armageddon and the period of the Second Coming. So Revelation 7-year tribulation begins with the signing of the covenant. First half of the tribulation, Revelation 6 through 9. The mid-tribulation events, Revelation 10 through 14. And the great tribulation events, Revelation 15 through 18. And we will finish up this outline in our next 15-minute audio segment. God bless you. as we study these great things.